Hello and welcome to Soul Aligned CEO Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Mori. And on today's episode, it is going to be a solo episode with myself. And we are continuing the conversation from the last episode, episode 23. And the topic is, what does it mean to be soul aligned? Now, if you didn't catch the last episode, make sure you go back and listen to that one. I approached the conversation from the standpoint of a more physical and emotional and mental aspects of being soul aligned. But on today's episode, we are going to dive into the spiritual aspects and even get a little bit esoteric. So the foundation of today's conversation is all about the question, why are we here? What is our purpose? What is our soul purpose? Why are we here? Now, I poised that question to my Instagram page and got a lot of really great responses to why we are here. And I want to share some of them with you. Many spoke about we don't know why we are here, that it's a mystery, that we are learning as we are experiencing, that this is subjective. And how we perceive and integrate experiences is part of the journey. Many people also spoke about being mindful and really being aware of the small moments and slowing down. And I agree with all of those statements. I think they all hold true in this human journey. And I do want to share a little bit about my journey as Jenny, a woman here on planet Earth in the United States, because I've been thinking a lot lately about why am I here? And as I look back over almost 5 decades of being on this planet, I can look at the trajectory of my life and remember my state of awareness and the choices that I made at different kind of crossroads in my life. And while I began my life very typical to any middle American person, you know, went to high school, succeeded in high school, academic, was involved in many extracurricular activities, was really into theater, student council, editing. I really then just moved on and went to college with that same trajectory of participating, of absorbing knowledge, because I think at that point in my life, you know, when you're in your late teens and early 20s, that seems to be why we are here. That's kind of the path that many are pushed on. And I was very fortunate and it was a blessing to be able to go to college. But that kind of continued the trajectory of learning and exploring and trying to absorb and kind of figure out from a matrix standpoint, what am I going to do with my life? Meaning, what am I going to pursue that's going to generate an income for me? And I think even at a young age, in my early 20s, it was something that I kind of grappled with because I changed directions multiple times while I was in my undergraduate because it didn't quite seem right to me to have to like lock into now here I am at 21, 22 years old. And this is what I'm going to do, you know, for the rest of my life. Even at that point in my life, when I was pretty unaware and unconscious, I still had a really strong connection to what I think I would have referred to then as intuition. When something just didn't sit right or feel right, I was able to tap into that. And so it took me a couple years to kind of figure out, you know, from a standpoint of career, what was I going to want to do? And I went back and forth with different paths. And I landed on business and kind of general business and marketing. And I went to work for a very large retail corporation after college and kind of started on that trajectory. You know, here I was, I graduated college successfully. I got offered a position at a major corporation and there I went. And, you know, it was interesting and I enjoyed it for a few years, but then it got to that point again where something inside of me was like, this is not what you are supposed to be doing for the next 20, 30, 40 years. Like, it's not. And once I had that realization, I couldn't shake it. Like, it almost made me, and it did make me at times physically ill, if I tried to kind of push and stay longer. So after about 7 years in that corporate space, I decided that I didn't want to do that. Like, I didn't want to climb this ladder and put on this show. It just didn't feel right. Now, it didn't really make sense to most everyone around me. Like, why would you not want to keep doing that? You are on a trajectory of a very consistent, high-paying six-figure career path. That seems like a logical thing to just stay and do, except for I like physically couldn't. And so after leaving that space, you know, now I'm in my mid to late 20s, I went on a journey of trying to figure out what did I want to do. And I knew I had a lot of skills and I knew I wanted to help people. And I knew that I had a lot of ideas and then I had a lot of experience. So I spent a few years exploring different options. And I landed on starting a business in consulting, which back then wasn't something that was as common as it is now, and especially in software and technology, because, you know, this is really at the forefront of that time, you know, in the early 2000s. And so I started to pursue something that at the time I really loved, and it really brought me a lot of joy to be working independently and to be contracting work. And at that same time, I was pursuing a lot of personal development. Now, I was really into manifestation and law of attraction and The Secret and A Course in Miracles and other texts of a similar nature. And although back at that point in my life, now in my early 30s, I wouldn't necessarily have classified myself as spiritual, but I had a great awareness of how things were connected and especially how powerful my mind was. And I really put that to a test in many different situations, especially with my business. And so I went on and really established myself in the industry and really set myself up for what would then be a very long-term business that I still run today. But I think about, you know, where I was at that point in my life and kind of come back to that question, why are we here? And, you know, the choices that I made over 15 years ago impact where I am now. Now, any multitude of other paths could have presented itself to me. I could have gotten married younger. I could have potentially had children and raised a family and gone down that path. But I didn't. Like, that was never really presented to me as a viable option. And so I stayed kind of on this trajectory of, you know, pursuing something that I loved. And honestly, when I first got into my business, I don't know that I even really had a plan financially. Because again, I was kind of following this something, this knowing inside of me that was like, you enjoy doing this. You have an idea. You can solve a problem and you can be financially compensated for this. So I just kept going because I enjoyed it. And that's really for me been the key indicator my entire life is what am I doing and does it bring me joy? Now I want to stop and talk about that for a little bit because I don't know that many people kind of in your day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month existence really stop and think about what do I want? And what do I want from a standpoint of, is it bringing me joy? And a lot of times I think we can get into this cycle of doing and going and being, and through no one's fault, it's a loop in a way. It's a program of, you know, go to work, make money, raise family, be with a partner, do all of these things. And all of these things are wonderful and fantastic, but I think you can get on autopilot. And I have at certain times in my life. And I always know that based on how does my body feel. And so now I've gotten to the point where I can have that awareness and I can ask myself, how do I feel? What do I want? Is what I'm participating and engaging and spending my time on bringing me joy? Now, let me also add to that is everything that you're doing physically here in this human experience doesn't always have to be motivated by how much money are you going to make. And I often think that that is one distinguishing factor that we as humans kind of get caught up on. And to no fault of anyone's, it's something that we are kind of drilled into us from a very young age. You know, we're asked as little kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? Well, what do you want to be from a standpoint of what are you going to do for work that's going to get you money? Right? We're not asked like, what do you want to be doing? Like, how do you want to be spending your time? Now, some people do at a younger age make that connection and pursue passions. I think a lot of times, you know, we're so focused on, you know, what's the money and the income that we need to make that we stop thinking about is what we're doing bringing us joy. And so one thing that I always start with anyone that I'm coaching, whether it's business coaching or life coaching, two questions. What do you want? That's the very first question. What do you want? And by that, I mean, how do you want to be spending your time? What do you want to be doing? What do you want to be participating in? And it's not always from the aspect of what are you going to do that's going to give you money in return. So take out the financial from the equation. And I know that that's challenging because we're really, really conditioned to, I'm going to put in this effort and then I'm going to get X amount of dollars back, which is great. And that occurs. But I challenge you to kind of switch the thought process up a little bit. And this is kind of what I have done for about 10 years now. I focus less on like the exchange, the monetary exchange, because that comes. And you have to truly believe that, because once you are aligned in how you want to be spending your time, what you want to be doing, and the joy that that brings, the universe does really kind of conspire and kind of place in front of you opportunities to do that, that then, if you so choose, could have a monetary value in return. Now, I will say this, you know, everything that I'm pursuing in my life is not for monetary exchange. Like, that's not even the first thing that I think about. Now, being a businesswoman, you know, that might be surprising to some people, but the first thing that I think about is will it bring me joy? Now I think about this podcast, for instance. I had the idea to start this podcast last summer. Now, can you make some money with podcasts? Of course. Is it a vehicle to potentially do other things? Of course. But that's not why I started the podcast. I started the podcast because I had an excitement about it. Something inside of me, that same internal knowing, gave me an idea, set in front of me an easy path to make it happen. And so I went for it. Without having a business plan in place, I started recording podcast episodes. Now, since, of course, I've thought a little bit more long-term about what do I want to be doing with this, but it's not the driving factor. The driving factor from the very beginning was, what do I want to be doing? How do I want to be spending my time? And is it bringing me joy? And so for me, when I think about soul purpose or why am I here, it's so much more than what am I doing professionally. And it's even so much more than what do I do just to give back or to connect or to help people. All of those types of things serve a purpose. But what I've really come to understand and what I want to share with you is I really feel like my purpose, and maybe all of us to some degree, is to be here and to have this experience and to actually fully be in the experience. And that's really tricky because you have to slow down. You have to kind of turn that monkey mind off a little bit and get yourself in this mindset of being present. Now, many spiritual teachers talk about being present, you know, Wayne Dyer, Eckhart Tolle, many. And it's kind of like a similar analogy of like learning to ride a bike. Like you can see people riding a bike and think, oh, okay, I can figure out how to ride a bike. But until you actually experience balance on that bike, it's at that point that you actually are able to ride the bike. And that's how I think about being present. It's a similar skill. Like people can talk about being present and talk about meditation, but until you actually embody that, it's a completely different experience. And so I really look at soul purpose and why we are here as, you know, being able to experience this human beautiful journey. And here I am as Jenny, you know, in this female body, you know, here on planet Earth in the United States. And I am in this particular avatar looking through these eyes, experiencing this wonderful thing that we call life. And what sets this apart, I think, from many other potential universal experiences is the sensory aspect, is the emotional aspect. I mean, I'm tearing up now because this journey is so important to me. And I'm sharing more about it in the book that I'm writing, especially what I have gone through over the last 5 years. But what I want to leave you with today is, you know, don't wait. Like, learn to really tune into what that message is telling you. And however you want to refer to it is up to you. Whether it's an internal knowing, whether it's your soul, whether it's consciousness, spirits, guides, God, the universe, it doesn't really matter the terminology that we place on it, but knowing that we are all connected and that time is one thing that we are not able to buy more of here on this journey. And so my biggest advice that I leave you with today, as you're thinking about why you are here, what's your purpose, is actually not to overthink it. and to really lean into what your body is telling you and trust and have faith and know that it's okay to just be and to feel and to experience and connect. So I hope that you have enjoyed this conversation. Again, it's just the tip of the iceberg as far as where we could take this conversation, but I want to get it started. And I'm curious what parts resonated with you and, you know, what you think about when you ask yourself that question, why am I here? So thank you so much for listening. I hope it brought you some joy and some interest and maybe even some insight. And until next time, I wish you much peace, love, and joy as you pursue being soul aligned.